Orange AET Mobile.
KO4HX.
Chick, how you doing this morning?
Getting the day started. Looking good for so far. How about yourself?
Thanks. It's nice out. I don't think it's going to get too bad. Maybe a little rain, but not a bad start to the day. And off of my it seems odd though, because it's like normally the fall for me is, you know, after Labor Day, but everything starts so early down here with school and whatnot. So, but anyway, that's all good.
That I can't believe they started school already. Even up here, we still got a couple more weeks before we go back.
Exactly. It's way early. I guess they're eventually shifting to an all year round type of program, I'm guessing. But I don't know. One of the teachers said they're finding that the regression over the summer is a lot, and that they're implementing ways to slowly change that. So whatever that's worth.
I don't know. Not my area of expertise, so we'll see.
KFW Mobile.
Again, KO4HGX.
NWW4JAT.
Good morning, Matthew.
Good start to your day.
Well, so far it's not raining anyway.
Far away, and still, I don't see any bands of storms coming our way or anything like that. So I don't know. Maybe we'll end up with less than more. You know, who knows?
Nice. We're supposed to be down at the beach right there where it's going, 1st of September. I hope it don't tear it up too bad.
I know. I heard some crazy numbers for rainfall, but maybe the winds will at least be less, who knows?
Something like 30 inches of rain, somebody was telling me.
Good morning, 15 inches plus, at least for most of the southern part of South Carolina and over by the beaches.
No matter how you look at it, that's a lot. That's a lot. My sister and brother-in-law in Sarasota had about 18 inches of rain. That's just incredible.
Outside of September's peak hurricane season. Good morning, everybody. KO4CN.
Andrew, KO4HK.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4KFW.
Good morning, Andrew. WW4JET.
September marks the peak hurricane season.
Hasn't been, so far, it hasn't been as big as they sounded like they were talking about, but I did notice a shot of multiple unstable areas, I guess you call it, out south of in the tropics, north of the equator, out that way, I guess, moving in this direction, so we'll see what happens.
Decrease on hurricanes so far this year on the dust coming off of Africa. So that leads to a decline against, you know, build up or whatever. So if we can't blame global warming for maybe more hurricanes, we've got to blame the dust whenever it's led.
No, it'll come up with something.
Have something to panic everybody and get those ratings.
You're hearing Wade on an update from Lakewood to get a details on the campers, if any of them were damaged or anything like that.
Wind and the water will be less than they anticipate, especially the wind. That'd be good.
The hurricane watch net, but I didn't listen to it this time when it made landfall.
Pretty cool. I did a little bit yesterday morning, and they did a good job. First time for me to hear it, and it was kind of cool.
Into it.
Never heard anybody call in needing assistance, but the last year or so that I've been listening to it, it's, you know, they cr- crank it up once the hurricane's within a certain distance of making landfall in the U.S., and they'll keep it going until it's downgraded. I don't remember if it has to become a depression or a storm, but they'll end up cutting it off once it gets to a part where it's not as damaging. But they'll take reports, and they got net controllers spread around, and one guy will run it. And I mean, it's really neat that they do it. Off top of my head, frequency, and they'll swap as needed depending on, you know, conditions. But if you go to the Hurricane Watch Net's website, they'll usually tell you whether the net is active and what frequency they're on. And they even actually have they stream it where you can hear it online. So I guess they some SDRs or something that you can listen to, and actually pick up the net in your area.
The streaming part, that's a good idea, too. I think there was 7.268 and 14.235 rings a bell from yesterday.
Let's go to the website to check it out.
See, Hart Network will hook all the repeaters up during the event as well.
I believe they are already. Or if not, it's early this morning they're doing it, if I read it correctly.
Fine for me. I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be good. Be safe out there, and hopefully I'll at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Have a good day, Andrew. KN4TFW.
Andrew, 73, we'll catch up with you another time. Take care. Have a good one. WW4JT.
73, Andrew, just missed you today. W2JKT, have a great day.
KO4HGET.
KN4GFW.
WW4JET, mobile.
How's it going this morning?
So good. Following some slow pokes down the road here.
Over here in Lyman.
We're down to one lane on 85 South. I guess they're moving the concrete barriers again. So, just taking our sweet time getting in this morning.
By the time they get that fixed.
How long before that?
That's road work to do here, there, so it'll take forever. It'll be ongoing forever.
Actually, they'll have to start all over again because what they built won't be enough.
Is that they haven't even done anything with I-95, at least from Charleston down through Savannah. And I experienced that a few weeks back, and that was horrible.
Almost impossible, too, because of all the federally protected wetlands down there.
I understand, and but boy, it's so overdue.